This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Leftists are losing their mind over Barr's presentation of the Mueller report and the redacted Mueller report. Losing their minds. And it's amazing to me how the left goes after something, even if it's a lie. It would be scary to me if I were the type of person to get scared. The idea that these people know that their folks have lied against Donald Trump, tried a coup. Before I even go any further, let me say this. What do you think the left would be saying if everything were flipped and it was Barack Obama we were talking about? What do you think they'd be saying? Do you think they would be talking about continuing? Once the report was issued that Obama did nothing, what do you think they would say? Do you think they'd want to go after the people and do all the things that they're doing on in terms of still targeting Trump? You know the answer. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com. The left will take a lie. They will stretch it as far as it can. They will wrap it around the world a million times. But they will never admit that they indeed are the people who have done, who promoted the lie. It's amazing. Alexandria, whatever, AOC wants to impeach Donald Trump over a lie. She's gotten a report. It says, the obstruction of justice. I covered this in so much detail, I feel like I'm just going over it again. But for those who may not have heard, the obstruction of justice, supposedly, is Donald Trump defending himself from a lie. That's the obstruction of justice, in a nutshell. You know, Justice Thomas says, I have a good way of, you know, get cutting to the quick. The obstruction of justice is Donald Trump defending himself to the lie of an attempted coup of his administration, and they call that obstruction of justice, and they want him impeached. Unbelievable. Let me read you this. Alexandria Cortez has reacted to the release of the Mueller report by saying she believes there's enough in the report for her to support the impeachment of Donald Trump. And here's what, I'll read it. Mueller's report is clear in pointing to Congress' responsibility in investigating obstruction of justice by the president. It is our job, as outlined in Article 1, Section 2, Clause 5 of the U.S. Constitution. What's funny is she got somebody on staff who's writing this stuff for her, because I guarantee you this bartender turned congresswoman does not know what Article 1, Section 2, Clause 5 is of the U.S. Constitution. And then she says, as such, I'll be signing on to Rashida Tlaib's impeachment resolutions. And she tweeted this. Yeah, in response to a tweet from the Washington Post highlighting a portion of the Mueller report where the special investigator said he could not concretely say that the president did not commit obstruction of justice. Well, let me tell you what he did. If he did anything, he did obstruction of injustice, because that was what was being done to him, an injustice. But these people are losing it. Media pundits, all of them.
Impeachment. Oh, my gosh. It's terrible.
The Democrats are scrambling. Look, don't worry. I know, you know, maybe I don't sound optimistic. Maybe you listen. You're going, that's Kevin Jackson. I thought I tuned in. He's normally pretty upbeat. I'm upbeat. Everything I'm telling you is good news. What I'm saying to you folks is, the Democrats have been caught in the biggest lie in political history in the United States. The biggest lie. And you know what they do? Instead of fessing up, they're continuing to pile on.
Well, I'm not sure. You know, well, let me think about it.
The biggest lie. All of them backing away. Adam Schiff. Hey, Adam Schiff, the report is out. It's exonerated Trump. What did Adam Schiff say in March of last year? We have an overwhelming amount of evidence, a preponderance of evidence to show that the president colluded with the Russians. Adam Schiff, where's your evidence? I'd like to see it. I'm sure my audience, the Kevin Jackson Show, would love to see it. Where's the evidence? Is anybody going back and talking about it? I am. I'm baiting Adam Schiff. Where's the evidence? I'm going to keep. In fact, I'm going to jot this down. Maybe we need to have a petition to make Adam Schiff produce the evidence. I'm going to write that down right now. Make Adam Schiff, S-C-H-I-T-T, is S-C-H-I-T-T, is that it? Produce the evidence. I'm scribbling this down right now so I don't forget, because I'll forget, boy. My staff knows I forget. But anyway, he's produced nothing. Nadler says, I love this part. I love that they're going, we're going to bring Mueller before the Congress. Wait a minute. You're going to bring your guy before Congress to testify on a report that took him 2 years, stacked with Hillary Clinton supporters, anti-Trumpers, spent $30 million, interviewed everybody in the potential universe that has anything to do with Trump, and you're going to bring in the man? Let me tell you something. I don't know about your strategy, but if Robert Mueller turns on you, it would not be good. If Robert Mueller says, we investigated this fully and we figured out that the Democrats really, as things started to point in another direction, we decided that the investigation was over. Because we believe, instead of there being collusion between Donald Trump and the Russians, we believe that this has been a farce all along, and maybe a special prosecutor or special counsel should be appointed in order to look at the other evidence. What if Robert Mueller comes in and says something like that? As the old saying goes, be careful what you wish for. Barr said, I have no problem. Interview Mueller. Put him under oath. Let me tell you, people, the Democrats have some serious issues coming up. There's a guy named Priestap. You're going to be hearing that name quite a bit. So, going to be a fun week, indeed. Lots of developments, things that occurred over the weekend. We'll get to a lot of that stuff. But I just want you to know, here's the theme of this segment. How far are the Democrats willing to go for a lie? I don't know about you, but I don't see an end in sight. And it makes you wonder, what's our government come to when they will try to destroy a person? I mean, I think back on Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh has led an exemplary life. You don't know anybody for real, but I'll put it this way. I'm a pretty good judge of character. And I think Kavanaugh's a good man. I wouldn't care whether he was a Democrat or a Republican, being honest with you. Just him with his daughters, watching his family, coaching basketball, and getting together, hanging out, having a beer, what his friends say about him, and on, he seems like a good guy. I wouldn't have to know whether he's got an R or a D after his name. I'd say that guy seems pretty like a good guy, like a pretty good guy. They tried to destroy him with a lie, and they didn't care. Because Democrats don't care. Same thing's going on with Notre Dame. We'll talk about that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
In 2017, Democrats said Republicans must accept Mueller's findings. In 2018, Democrats said, anyone who doesn't accept Mueller's findings is obstructing justice. Democrats in 2019 said, we do not accept Mueller's findings. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is here listening to KJRadio.com. You don't need to believe a thing I say. In fact, I encourage it. Don't believe the thing I say. It will defy your DNA. It will defy your common sense. It will defy the logic inside of your brain, conservatives. Now, you leftist brain-dead morons. I will tell you, you don't believe a thing I say because you can't understand it. You need to go and get some help. But I will tell conservatives, don't believe anything I say. I say this because I don't want factcheck.org coming along going, Kevin Jackson said this, Kevin. I tell you, don't believe anything I say. It's all my opinion. Now, it's my opinion based on things that I've seen and learned and what have you. It's almost always right. My opinions are generally based on things that I've read, and I make my own observations about it. Occasionally, I will misquote a stat or something like that. That's why I tell you, check it out. But here's what I will tell you. When I give you my opinion, if I say, I haven't read it, I didn't do this or that, but if you give me the scenario and I give you my opinion has been 100% right my entire life on that kind of stuff. 844-551-8255. My opinion is right. And what my opinion is the Democrats who said you better accept Mueller's findings. Anyone who doesn't is obstructing justice. And now they're saying that they don't accept it. They just told you who they are. They spent $30 million on an opposition research project. Donald Trump tweeted, big, fat waste of time, energy, and money. $30 million to be exact. And it's now finally time to turn the tables and bring justice to some very sick and dangerous people who have committed very serious crimes, perhaps even spying or treason. This should never happen again. I told you people, Donald Trump will not 100% positively let this go. He will ratchet up the language. I told you he's gone from witch hunt to con job. And now he's identifying the cons. And he's going to start naming names by person. I guarantee it. That's my opinion. But it's right. And it's going to be right 100% of the time. Pretty soon you're going to start hearing names. Name calling is going to happen. But it ain't going to be by accident. It's going to be Donald Trump telling you exactly the way the grass grows. Buck Sexton tweeted, takes the same person about 5 minutes of talking to Carter Page to realize the theory that he was a Russian asset is completely deranged. Similarly, the claim that the FBI suddenly got spun up because of what Papadopoulos said in a bar is laughable. How did all this really start? It seems like ages ago, but Hillary Clinton's funding of the Steele dossier is what really fanned the flames of this whole mess. Yes, Democrats and the Clinton campaign funded ex-MI6 spook Christopher Steele's opposition research project that was allegedly used to obtain the FISA spy warrant against Carter Page, who was Trump's foreign policy advisor, former foreign policy advisor. It most certainly was not vetted. Yes, that's the whole other scandal entirely. This ain't going away. And the Democrats can put all the spin on it they want.
There's obstruction of justice.
Really? So somebody lies on you. You defend the lie. And they go, how dare you defend the lie? That's obstruction of the lie. Yeah. There was a meme with Hillary Clinton in it. And what did it say? It was something like, Donald Trump is a threat to our hypocrisy. I mean, democracy. Yeah, Donald Trump is a threat to the hypocrisy. You should have seen the memes that came out about this. Oh, my gosh. Here's one. Wait. Mueller colluded with Trump. It has Pelosi saying that. It has Rachel. One of them has Rachel Maddow crying. One of them says, if you hold the Mueller report up to your ear, you can hear the sound of Hillary losing again. I love that one. A girl with a shell is near the ocean. And somebody came up with that meme. We posted a bunch of these memes. You should check it out. The funniest Mueller memes, I think, is what we did, what we called it. Adam Schiff doesn't know what to do. Because it's tough for Adam Schiff. Let me tell you the rock and the hard place that Adam Schiff finds himself in. See, if Adam Schiff goes, there was collusion and there was all this other stuff, and we've got, in March he said, we've got plenty of evidence. I've got an overwhelming preponderance of evidence. And I've been tweeting, hey, Adam, we're still waiting on that evidence you have about Donald Trump doing something. Because, see, he's in a rough spot. Mueller says there was no collusion. So now the claim is, well, he obstructed. But then you go, well, wait a minute. How do you obstruct a non-crime? How do you obstruct that? Particularly when he gave you everything you needed. How do you obstruct a non-crime? Or obstruct it? Either way, it works. How do you do it? And then here's Schiff going, we got all this evidence, man. It's going to come to light. The evidence, I've got it. He said this back in March, and he said it for months. So now the time has come for Adam Schiff to produce the evidence. And you want to know what you're going to get? You're going to get one of these other memes where you've got Mueller in a tuxedo serving a hamburger that has nothing in it. And he says, welcome, America. Here's your $30 million nothing burger. Kevin Jackson, baby. That's who you're listening to. 844-551-8255. KJRadio.com. Yeah. See, everybody knows. I'm going to get into this in a bit. Everybody knows the truth. Everybody. I'm not talking about us. I'm not talking about conservatives. I'm talking about these limp weed leftists. They know too. Every one of them. They know what's up. They know what time it is, as we say in the hood. You know what time it is, bruh. Yeah. What time it is means it's time to pay up. It's time for justice to come. Donald Trump's not letting up. I will reread his tweet. Big fat waste of time, energy, and money. $30 million to be exact. He's quoting that number for a reason. So, and now it's now finally the time to turn the tables and bring justice to some very sick and dangerous people who have committed very serious crimes, perhaps even spying or treason. This should never happen again. He's not going to let up. You better be happy you have a president in there who knew how to fight the media, who knew how to brand, who knows how to fight the media, who knows how to brand, who knows how to flip the script, because that's what he's done. He has flipped the script. The Democrats were on the hunt. The hunt was a snipe hunt. Donald Trump called it a witch hunt. Now, Donald Trump hunts for the con jobs, the people that he calls very sick and dangerous people. They know. Let me tell you, Washington knows how to interpret lingo. To us, it's like you hear it and you go, what's the big deal, Kevin Jackson? So what do you say? They were sick and dangerous people and they committed very serious crimes. In Washington, that's somebody signaling. See, in bureaucratic, diplomatic areas, you can't just sometimes come right out and say it. You have to allude to it. And Donald Trump is alluding to what's about to happen and who it's about to happen to. Very sick and dangerous people who have committed very serious crimes. And he doesn't know it's perhaps spying or treason. He knows it to be that. That's why he's telling them what it is.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Some Democrats are talking about the impeachment of President Trump, all based on findings of the Mueller report. But President Trump says he's not worried about that possibility or concerned anyone in his administration has disobeyed him.
Nobody disobeys my orders.
Not even a little bit.
The president speaking to reporters at the White House during the Easter egg roll. Members of the House Democratic Caucus will hold a conference call as they mull over possibilities of impeachment proceedings. Democrat Elijah Cummings says the Trump Organization is using a baseless lawsuit to block his request for financial documents. Cummings released a statement saying there is no valid legal basis to interfere with his duly authorized subpoena from Congress. Cummings claims the White House has refused to produce a single document or witness to the House Oversight Committee this year. And President Trump says in a tweet that Herman Cain has asked not to be nominated for a seat on the Fed Reserve Board. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Buck Sexton said this. He said, the longer the Democrats overreach, look like unhinged idiots, the better for us. For nearly 2 years, and Lord knows how many attempts, the left tried to undercut this presidency and deliver a death blow. They failed, they lost, we won. Over and over and over again. This is what Sexton writes. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com. He says, oh, and as for those infamous tapes in the Steele dossier that involved Trump and Russian prostitutes, well, those are probably fake. And by probably, I mean most certainly fake. Again, those of us who aren't a brain cell away from being declared intellectually disabled knew this already. Because remember, that was part of it. They wanted to not only... They think about... This is a Jussie Smollett story here. Not only did they want to make Trump collude with the Russians, they wanted to tie it into womanizing and prostitution. So they faked not only the Steele dossier, but then they overreached and said Trump was in Moscow hanging out with prostitutes, and that's what the Russians had against him. That's how all this started. He was compromised. I just want you to understand that a guy who's a billionaire playboy who could have all the company of a woman, of women that he wants, I'm putting that as delicately as I can, and the Democrats want to make him out to be this Joe Biden. They want to be a Joe Biden, the dude who needed to use his power to get to women. This is unbelievable. Why do we allow Democrats to play these games? Why do we allow it? I constantly admonish conservatives for this reason. People will do what you let them do to you. So why do you let them? I have people tell me something is going on in their lives, and I'm like, okay, well, it's a simple answer here. I mean, I'm not trying to be all logical with you, but why do you let it happen? Like, they're like, my sister's always borrowing money. Like, I mean, she's like constantly just coming to me, just borrowing money. I mean, it's like really silly. I don't understand. Why can't she get a hold of her finances? And why don't they just do this? And my sister, and you know, like the other day, I had to loan her $500 for such and such. You know, I'm listening to him, and I go, okay, so let's, I think I've heard enough. I mean, I'm no Dr. Phil, but I've got some things to ask. You say your sister constantly borrows money. Okay. Who constantly gives it to her? You. Okay, great. And you say, she's always doing it, and you're upset about it, but you constantly give it to her. When was the last time she borrowed? You just said. The other day, I had to loan her $500. Oh, did you? Did you have to loan her $500? Is no in your vocabulary. And if it isn't, then your sister doesn't have the problem. Your sister is brilliant. Okay, let me explain. Your sister is amazing. Because even after borrowing multiple times and never paying you back, your sister has the good sense to keep doing it. It's not your sister that has the problem. I'm like Caesar. I don't fix dogs. I fix dog owners. See, you own the money. Your sister knows you have it. So why should she go out and do something crazy to get the money? Look, I have donors that donate to my charity. They are amazingly diligent. They do their due diligence. They're like, all right, most of them go, I'm going to give you a little bit and let's see how you do with that. That's it. Then if you don't perform, don't go back to one of my donors. I'm talking about rich white people that know how to make money. They look at you like, you got all you're getting out of me. I gave you a taste. A rich white person is willing to invest $5, $10, $25, even $50,000 in your little enterprise. But if you're going to get to high six-figure, seven-figure donations, you better show some results. Generally speaking, that's what we focus on anyway at the Black Sphere and Seeking Educational Excellence and other charity work that we do. But all I'm getting at is we, conservatives, allow the games to be played. See, the Democrats got what they wanted in their witch hunt. And then when it didn't go their way, they pretend that the witch hunt was tainted. They're like, it was completely tainted. Now, you would think that Mueller hired all Republicans and that he pulled a James Comey, where he's got all this evidence against Hillary Clinton, but he says, but it doesn't rise to the level of, you know, a crime. Mueller's report has nothing. The basis of his report is all about collusion. Forget obstruction. It's collusion. If there is no collusion, there is no obstruction. Because what Trump is saying is, if you think obstruction is me fighting back to save my name, I got something for you. Yeah. How's it even possible that the Democrats want you to believe that that investigation was tainted? How is it even possible that the Democrats want you to believe that this investigation would not turn up Trump being innocent? Ask yourself either of those questions. They knew what this investigation was going to turn up. I know they wanted what they wanted from Mueller. By the way, when I asked that question, how could you possibly believe any of those scenarios? The reason why the left believes those scenarios, I want to be clear, in case I don't say it enough on my program, Democrats are dumber than dog turds, okay? When it comes to Democrats, you're dealing with brain-dead morons, idiots incapable of playing out their scenarios to the bitter end. And I'll give you a good example. Barack Obama was a Democrat scenario. And I'm going to hurt some feelings here in a second, but hey, this is a tough love show, the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Anybody who voted for Barack Obama fits the description of a brain-dead moron, no matter what side of the aisle you're on. Not even going to apologize. That's just who you are. If you're a conservative, and I use my finger quotes, who voted for Obama, you guilted yourself into doing so. You believed the hype. You wanted to believe the insane notion that Obama was going to be this transcendental guy, and your vote would erase racism in America, and because of that, we were all going to collectively work together and do good. You were sold the bill of goods by the Democrats, and let me tell you, whether it's the Kavanaugh hearings or whether it's the witch hunt turned con job of Donald Trump, you should know better. You should have known better before. And many of my friends said, well, Kevin, I just felt like, you know, we were at a really strange time in history and all that. I don't care what you said. If you voted for Barack Obama, you're an idiot. You voted for one of the worst racists in history and probably, in my opinion, not even probably, undoubtedly the most incompetent president to ever sit his bony butt in the Oval Office. Now, if you're a leftist and you voted for Obama, you fell for hope and change, progressive nonsense. You knew that clown was not qualified to manage a Denny's. Yet you persuaded yourself that a man who wouldn't show you his grades at any level was the smartest guy in the world. I don't need to see it. Look at him. He's all light-skinned and Negro. So the outcome for you was he lost you 1,080 Democrat seats in all layers of government. And worse, as far as leftists are concerned, Obama begat President Donald Trump. But it can and it will get far worse for Democrats, because Obama begat something else much more damaging to the Democratic Party than his 1,080-seat loss and Trump's ultimate election. He begat the Mueller report. The man who declared he has no scandals, none in his administration, is going to eat his words with a good old heaping help and a crow. Because as everybody in this country knows, Obama was the tip of the assegai. Do you know what the assegai is? Do you know what that is? He's the tip of the spear. That's an African word for spear. A Swahili word. And in other words, just so you can understand it, white folks, the buck on this con job is going to stop on Obama's desk. Not Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler, or any other Democratic buffoon believes the Russians significantly interfered with our election. Nor do any of these butt wipes believe Trump is guilty of anything. What we see, folks, is a shenanigans of cover your butt at the most frantic level. That's what you're looking at. But see, Democrats still believe in the Alinsky tactics. They believe if you tell the lie over and over, eventually that's going to work. Eventually, you know, Donald Trump will capitulate. It'll all just go by. It'll get dismissed. It'll get swept under the rug. And with past Republicans, those Alinsky tactics would have probably worked. But Democrats should have burned that book a long time ago, because we got a peek. We got a peek at the tactics. We know what they are now. And let me just tell you something right now. Two things. One, Donald Trump is impervious to their attacks. But what Democrats are finding out, they are not impervious to those attacks themselves. As I like to say, and I've learned from my grandparents, it's a lot easier to get the cat out of the bag than to get it back in the bag. Yeah. See, Donald Trump didn't need the title of president to kick the crap out of the Democrats. Don't believe me, just look at November 8th of 2016. But now Trump has not only what he had before, which is gumption. He's got the power of the presidency, and that power encumbers him to a degree. It empowers him to a much greater degree. No longer is D.C. infested with swamp rats, because now Donald Trump can put his own people in office, and A.G. Barr is about to open up a can.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats got caught in their own web of deceit. And we have the testimony to prove it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. We come on here day after day, week after week, trying to convert minds, hearts, souls. It's almost like I feel like an evangelist. I don't have anything against leftists other than the fact that they're miserable liars. They are skanks and scoundrels of the highest order. But I don't – look, I told you guys about my uncle. I mentioned 420 Dave. I have an uncle that used to deal drugs. He fought dogs. He beat his wives or girlfriends. I know. Look, he's a scoundrel. There are people that look at my uncle and go, he's a horrible person. I love the man to death. He's close to death now. I love him to death. That should tell leftists all you need to know. I'll talk about you bad when you do things bad. My uncle is a bad man. My aunt Alfreda, who was his first wife, my uncle had his first two kiddos by, Jeannie and Monica. I absolutely adore that woman. She is a saint to put up with my uncle for all those years, and she did it because she liked being part of his family. You ever had a family like, you know, you just love them and you're like, ooh, I love the family, but this girl is crazy. You don't want to be a part of her, but you see the family, or you see these stories where, like Jerry Maguire, where the guy falls in love with the kid, not necessarily the woman. I mean, he ended up loving the woman, but you get what I'm saying. So what I'm saying to you Democrats, you dimwits, is that even though I talk smack about you because you deserve it, I still love you. I have a place in my heart for you. But here's the thing. As with my uncle, I don't forgive his bad deeds. I love him for the good parts of him, but I'm not forgiving his bad deeds. And I'm not forgiving you Democrats for your bad deeds. You are liars and scam artists of the highest order. And you need to change it. You need to stop your evil ways. So I'm glad you're listening, but you need to change. That's why I'm here. I'm here to convert you. I'm the Joel Osteen of politics. I want everybody to feel love. You need to feel yourself some love. Kevin Jackson's going to give you some love. The Bible says, God says, you got to love one another. Love one another. What's that song? Light of the world, shine on me. Love is the answer. It's England Dan and John Ford Coley. Look at that. Just pull that out. Bam! Shine on us all, set us free. Love is the answer. Love is the answer. Okay, but look, that doesn't mean you can't. You got to stop being a scoundrel. Doggone leftist. Anyway, Democrats have been caught. Many people are going to be turning the state's evidence. It's going to begin with a guy named E.W. Priestap. Priestap. P-R-I-E-S-T-A-P. Google it for yourself. Figure it out. You may not have heard that name much, but as it turns out, E.W. Priestap played a critical role in this spy novel. The thing that Dan Bongino calls Spygate. The E.W. stands for Edward William Priestap, a.k.a. Bill Priestap. And Bill's got a background in law. But that role matters not into what we're talking about. The role that matters to us is his role with the FBI as an intelligence officer. See, Priestap worked as an assistant director of the FBI Counterintelligence Division from 2015 to 2018. Critical years. His testimony before Congress hangs the Democrats out to dry. Now, the government redacted some of his testimony. But there are people out there who are very good at looking at stuff and stringing things together. And they have essentially figured out that Priestap gave himself enough rope to hang himself and the Democrats. Real Clear Investigation noted the timeline of when the FBI began its plans to entrap President Donald Trump. And here's what they write. Priestap's testimony took place on June 5th, 2018. Write that down. He was in the Rayburn Building. Room 2226, the questioning by congressmen and House staff, committee staff, focused on whether the FBI had applied the same rigor to the Clinton investigation that it had tied to the Trump probe. The transcript, the public can read today, contains not only those questions and Priestap's responses, but also the telltale redactions of anxious bureaucrats. One thing that is very clear, that the Sharpie Brigade at the Federal Bureau of Investigation, Department of Justice, really, really didn't want people to know is where Bill Priestap was a week into May 2016. Not long into the questioning that Tuesday morning last summer, Rep. Jim Jordan from Ohio asked, "Do you ever travel overseas?" "Yes," said Priestap. "How often?" "As little as possible." The apparent comedy routine notwithstanding, Jordan later asked how many times in his 2.5 years running the counterintelligence shop, Priestap had traveled abroad. Priestap said this, "I want to say 3 times. And can you tell me where you went?" Jordan asked. "The ones I'm remembering are the blank And Jordan drilled in all three times to blank. Priestap said the trips he remembered off the top of my head were blank. They were all redacted. They were all to the same place. Now, understand, the FBI handles internal United States investigations, not external. I'll go on. Jordan asked Priestap whether he remembered when he went to this place, and he said no. Jordan would stop his testimony there, but then he came back later for another round of questioning, and he asked Priestap whether he had traveled to a particular location at a particular time in 2016. And understand that time and time again, censors from the FBI and DOJ redacted the location and the time. Surely, a location of even an assistant director of the FBI counterintelligence is not top secret, is what I was wondering when I was thinking about this. You know, okay, I went to, you know, London. I went to wherever. I went to Spain. The FBI visits places often, even though the agency deals with domestic deals. He could have said, yeah, I took three trips to London. My daughter was over there. I visited friends, whatever. Why would the timing of his travel be kept secret? Note, they wouldn't give the date of his travel, nor would they give the times that he met with people. If you don't want the American people to connect the dots on when and where, that's what you would do. Because with these two unknowns, we might figure out the why. See, if we know the where and the when, we might go, that seems rather suspicious that in May through, you know, mid-May to end of May, you went to London only, and that's what you travel to do when you don't travel. The article continues. Turns out the Sharpie Brigades weren't nearly as thorough as they thought. A long available transcript of text messages between FBI agent Peter Strzok and lawyer Lisa Page, the paramours, who worked on both the Clinton and Trump investigation, provide the answer. It's right there on the page detailing the text between Strzok and Page on May the 4th. Now, go back to that. I'm saying the other guy, Priestap, went to London, we believe, on May the 6th. Now, here's what they text. At around 9:31 that Wednesday evening, Strzok writes to say he is worried about getting a memo into shape that is expected that night or the next morning. He feels pressured, even though, quote, I don't know that Bill will read it before he gets back from London next week. That would be Bill Priestap. Bill Priestap is colluding with these guys, and he's going to London to get the information. And what Strzok is writing, he's worried about getting the memo into shape when he says he doesn't know when Bill's going to get a chance to read it. Now, go to a text from the next Monday morning, May the 9th, and Strzok is wondering when he will receive the daily report on the Clinton investigation with what? With Bill out. In other words, Bill's not going to be able to give him his talking points on the investigation because he's in London. So Bill Priestap was in London on or around May the 9th, strongly suggests that all three of his international trips were taken by him during his tenure as an FBI counterintelligence chief were to London. Now, there's a reason the censors had their Sharpies out, and it has to do with another question that Jordan asked Priestap. Okay, so what were you doing in blank in the blank of 2016? So Priestap required, I went to meet with a foreign partner, foreign government partner. In other words, almost most certainly British intelligence. Not exposing our British partners has been JD justification for locking up secrets in the beginnings of the Trump investigation. There were the redactions failed to hide that Priestap was meeting with his British counterparts in 2016. He went on a mission regarding the Steele dossier. So the FBI sent an envoy to London over a fake dossier. We have the testimony from Steele where he admitted this dossier is bogus. It is bupkis. It has no meaning whatsoever. Priestap is the first domino to fall, folks. You're going to hear his name. You're going to see him come before Congress, and he's going to be held accountable, as will the FBI and the Democrats.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.